The following program is brought to you in living color.
Ladies and gentlemen,
let the attack begin.
What are you doing here?
Testing for radioactivity.
Radioactivity? What is this radioactivity?
Warning. The program you're about to hear does not necessarily share the opinions and viewpoints of this radio station. Some of the material and interviews have been altered for entertainment purposes only. If you have any complaints about the Dorfon Sports Radio program, please contact our customer care service center at 1-800.
Yo, mama!
And now, the most eye-popping, jaw-dropping, smash-mouth, bone-crunching, heart-stopping, cutting-edge, interactive sports commentary show on the radio, Dorf on Sports. Now, here's your host, Andy Dorf.
Good morning, sports fans, and welcome to Dorf on Sports, right here on the Sports Byline USA Radio Network. As always, lots and lots of things happening in the sports world. Something that we did not think would happen happened just a couple of days ago. Price does get dealt to the Detroit Tigers. And I got to tell you what, if they can't get it done now, I don't know if they'll ever get it done, to be honest with you. Three of the best pitchers in baseball. Very dominant, if you will. So I'm thinking, Detroit, it's now or never for Detroit. Because if you can't get it done now, I don't know if you'll ever get it done, to be honest with you. Let me welcome in Jeff Rich, my tag team partner in crime. Jeff, good morning, man. How are you?
Hey, I'm good. You know, when you watch Sharknado 2 the night before, the morning is going to be good. So this should be a good show.
Yeah, I mean, what is it? Is it Shark Week this week? Is that how that rolls or what?
No. I think the sci-fi is just trying to outdo itself with a worse movie than the worst movie they ever made.
I feel you. Well, we're just getting warmed up. We're just getting loose. On the other side, we're going to be joined by Mary Nemitz from TicksForCause.com. She joins us each and every week. We talk about Ticks for Cause, and then we feature a charity. So stick around for that. Paul George, I don't know what's going to happen with him. We'll see. They may have to change some things when it comes to basketball internationally. Anyways, a lot going on in the sports world. He's Jeff Rich. I am the Dorf Man. We'll be right back. It is Dorf on Sports, and this is the Sports Byline USA Radio Network.
If you owe the IRS or state back taxes, listen to me. We can save you a lot of headaches and money. There are a lot of scams out there that promise to settle your tax debts for pennies on the dollar and charge large upfront fees to do it. Call Community Tax Relief. They have an experienced team that can help you negotiate a lower tax bill. They offer a free consultation, and most importantly, there are no large upfront fees. Charles owed the IRS $23,000. Community Tax Relief settled for $1,800. And Sheila's $55,000 tax bill was settled to around $4,000. If you owe the IRS $10,000 or more in back taxes, call or save this number now. Results may vary. 800-917-1275, 800-917-1275, 800-917-1275, 917-1275.
Looking for a new way to play fantasy sports? Join ScoreStreak today. It's the easier, better fantasy site with no salary cap. Just pick three players in each of the three selected categories. The higher your goal is for the players, the more points you can win. Compete against your friends and others for real cash. This is totally legal and is based in the United States. Just register at ScoreStreak.com. Draft any athletes for your categories and go for a perfect score. No salary caps, no headaches, no problem. Go to ScoreStreak.com to learn more and win big.
At last, Nexium, the purple pill, is available without a prescription for frequent heartburn. See those women drinking their iced mocha whatevers? Now they have Nexium-level protection. That guy struggling to text and eat soup at the same time? Him too. Introducing Nexium 24-Hour, the protection of the number one prescribed acid-blocking brand, just without the prescription. New Nexium 24-Hour, Nexium-level protection, now in the heartburn aisle.
May take 1 to 4 days. Use as directed to treat frequent heartburn, not for immediate relief.
Who did you let down today? Your wife? Your kids? Well, how about yourself? Take a look in the mirror. If you're tired of your drug and alcohol problem, you need to fix the problem, and right now, before you hurt or kill yourself, or worse yet, somebody else. Call the addiction specialist now at the Detox and Treatment Helpline, 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. If you have private insurance, we specialize in finding you the right treatment. When you call right now, you'll speak to a recovering addict who understands what you're going through right now. Let us help you break your addiction to drug and alcohol before it's too late. This call is completely confidential and free. So if you have private insurance, take 5 minutes of your time. Call right now. I promise it'll change your life. 866-490-3992. 866-490-3992. 866-490-3992. 866-490-3992.
Back. It is Dorf on Sports right here on the Sports Byline USA Radio Network. Tons and tons of things happening in the sports world as always. We'll get to that in just a little bit. But more importantly, we're now going to be joined by Mary Nemitz from Ticks for Cause, CEO and founder of TicksForCause.com. Mary, good morning. How are you?
Good morning, Andy. I'm doing great here in Chicago. How are you guys?
I'm doing pretty good. I got out of town once again. I'm up north in the cooler country of Arizona, and you know what? It's crazy. I haven't seen this much rain in a long, long time. It rained basically all night last night. Looks like it just stopped about 20, 30 minutes ago, and hopefully I'll have another opportunity to get out there and climb in the mountains. Yesterday I did somewhere in the neighborhood of 12 miles out there, so looking forward to another, hopefully, productive day of climbing in the mountains here. But something I don't get to see very often, Mary, and that's a lot of rain. So kind of enjoying this 70 degrees, 55 degrees, whatever it is. It's a lot cooler than it is in the Valley of the Sun where my buddy Jeff is. Jeff, by the way, what is the temperature? And I think, did you guys get some storms yesterday or no?
Oh, yesterday was a beautiful day. I spent the day outside. I got rained on quite a bit, but We're living in the high 90s before it started raining, and then I think we dropped down to around 85 degrees. It was just a beautiful day, you know, especially if you're from the Midwest like myself, and you can appreciate the rain every now and again because it does not happen very often here.
Yeah, I'm looking at 55 degrees right now and a high of 73 for the day, so I'm not complaining here. And like I said, hopefully I'll be able to get out there and exercise a little bit. Mary, each and every week we have you on to talk about TicksForCause.com, and that's T-I-X, the number 4, cause.com. Before we do that, though, you got to see a heck of a baseball game the other day, didn't you?
Oh, my gosh. It was. Leave it to my Chicago Cubs. I just absolutely, I couldn't get over it. Amazing. It was the longest game in Cub history, the longest game in Rocky history. And to think, I mean, seriously, this game lasted 6 hours, 27 minutes, started at 7:05 on Tuesday, ended, you know, Wednesday morning. And again, we win in the bottom of the 16th on a bases-loaded sacrifice fly that scored John Baker. And again, like I say, I want to say John Baker, the Cubs' backup catcher, who also happened to be the winning pitcher. I mean, you got to love the Cubs. You just got to love them.
Well, love them or hate them, they are there, and they're all yours. So
we're
happy that you love them. But in general, we talk to you about...
You never are at a shortage of words for, I guess, history-making that our Cubs do. So it was just kind of a long game. You're absolutely right.
Hey, put it this way. At least this way it was positive. It's not the negative history that you guys have had with Bartman
exactly.
And whatnot. So
exactly.
let's put this – yeah, let's make this a positive one. But speaking of positive, everything that you do with TicksForCause.com is positive as well. So I want you to explain the mission of Ticks for Cause.
The mission of Ticks for Cause is literally to make every entertainment purchase matter for charity. We started Ticks for Cause, which is literally the ticket website with a heart. We created this technology to allow charities to fundraise in a really, really new, innovative way at no cost to them, and to allow purchasers who want to support charities but are finding it hard to continue to write that check, to be able to support them every single time they go out to a game, a concert, a theater event, just because they come to ticketsforcause.com. And the way they can do that is because we share 50% of what we make on the tickets they purchase on our site with the charity that they choose.
You know, and Mary, that's a great point that you just made about how people can give back. You know, you don't always have to give it in dollars, you know, necessarily by writing that check. You can donate tickets to ticksforcause.com as well. So, you know, they don't always have to open up their pocketbook, do they?
No, that's absolutely correct. I mean, what we hear a lot, we've always been very active with our foundations for years and years and years, and you get that donor fatigue. I can't write that other check, but I want to support this, and I want to support this cause. So what do? They have tickets that they can't use. They can donate them on Ticks for Cause, use our technology to donate them to the cause of their choice. When those tickets sell, 90% of that purchase price goes to their charity, and they get a tax receipt for it. And then if they're going out to go to a baseball game, or they're going to, you know, we know we're going to go see a football game this year, buy the tickets through our technology on Ticks for Cause, pick a charity, and that charity gets 7.5% of that purchase price that you paid just because you bought it on ticksforcause.com. That's our technology. That's what we created. That's what we're all about.
It's a great thing. It's a beautiful thing. And we always feature a charity of the week, and this week it's ALD Foundation. And I want you to talk about it a little bit, explain it, and tell people what ALD is.
I'd love to. ALD is an X chromosome-related disorder that affects primarily young men and boys. And what it is that if you get the childhood form of this with an onset generally between 4 and 10, it's a very, very rare disease, but it is a very, very, it's a very, very devastating disease. And it's oftentimes misdiagnosed as maybe ADD, attention deficit disorder, something. You miss that diagnosis, and it leads to a very rapid progression of this disease, which literally leads to dementia, a vegetative state, and early death in those onset in children. For adults, for young men, if it's diagnosed when they're teens and older, it does still affect them as well, but not in that devastating effect as it does to the children. And again, it's an X chromosome disease, and it's very rare. It's tough to diagnose. And there's an organization out there called the ALD Foundation and a gentleman by the name of David Craig who works tirelessly to be able to raise awareness about this, able to raise funds in order to support the families who get this devastating diagnosis, and also to lead them to whatever opportunities there are to help stem the symptoms of this disease and the devastating effects. And it's a pleasure to work with this foundation and this leader of this foundation in order to raise funds for them.
No, again, it's I always get an education. I don't know about you, Jeff, but I always get an education through the email that I read from you, Mary, obviously, about what we're talking about each and every week. And then I usually go check out the website as well. And again, I get a complete education on all these different charities and then all the different, you know, issues that people have. I mean, it's unbelievable. We think we know it all, but at the end of the day, we know very little. So, Jeff, go ahead, throw something at Mary. We've only got a minute or two left, too, as well, Mary. So sorry to seem like – go ahead, Jeff.
Hey, Mary, you know, ALD is one of those things that's against the odds. And, you know, generally when we talk about things being against the odds, we think about winning the lottery, and this is just such an unfortunate thing. Now, I'm thinking of – when I'm in mixed company at brunch this afternoon, you know, obviously Andy and I are big sports fans, but not everybody we associate with are. If somebody wants to help out ALD – and be part of Ticks for Cause, but they're not a big sports fan. What type of options do you offer in the way of tickets outside of the sports arena?
Oh, that's a great question. Literally, millions of options are available out there. If they're into music, concerts, you name it, any kind of a group, any kind of a singer, if you're interested in it, we've got the ticket for it. I don't care if it's from Justin Timberlake, Beyonce, little indie bands, Lollapalooza. We have, you know, tickets to Lollapalooza left today. Also the theater. We have people who are going to New York and will buy their theater tickets from ticksforcause.com or through ticksforcause.com and benefit their organization. So literally, we have about 7.5 million tickets available out there. Whatever they're looking for and whatever genre, pop, rock, country, you name it, you can find it on Ticks for Cause and you can benefit that cause of your choice.
Hey, Mary, as always, really appreciate you taking time out with us. Look forward to catching up with you each and every week, and especially next week as well. So thank you very much. Have a great day, and we'll talk to you next week.
Thanks for your time, guys. Have a great week. Bye-bye.
Mary Nemitz from TicksForCause.com joins us each and every week here on the program, talking about Ticks for Cause and then obviously their mission. And then also we feature a charity each and every week. Keep it close. Jeff Ridge, Dorfman, will be right back on the other side. It is Dorf on Sports, and this is the Sports Byline USA Radio Network.
This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right, General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. A 14 by 21-foot shop for under $6,000, or a 50 by 100 for under $30,000. You heard right, that's 5,000 square feet under $30,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait.
Call 800-965-1298, 800-965-1298, 800-965-1298.
Today, investors need to secure and protect their life savings. With government spending out of control, they continue to print money to cover the ever-increasing debt, which decreases the value of the dollar and promotes inflation. American Bullion offers a hassle-free opportunity to transfer any portion of your existing IRA or previous 401k to a gold IRA for your protection. Take advantage of the lower gold prices today and enjoy the long-term security and hedge against inflation that gold and silver can provide in an IRA. Thousands of others have trusted American Bullion to transfer their IRAs into gold, and you can too. Call American Bullion today and discover the stability, protection, and peace of mind that a gold IRA can bring. Call American Bullion today at 800-576-1046 for a free consultation and receive their free IRA rollover guide, which offers the best information on gold IRAs. Keep your life savings safe and sound when you can. Call 800-576-1046. That's 800-576-1046 for your free gold IRA guide.
When you struggle with credit card bills every month, you're not just in debt. Debt is all around you.
I see people every day that are on the brink. They're going to go over the edge, and at the bottom is bankruptcy, and we pull them back.
At the Debt Helpline, we're experts at helping you resolve your debt problems and become free of debt. We can help you pay off your debt and give you one lower monthly payment that you can afford.
You do get to consolidate your payments. You only have to worry about making one payment a month instead of making three or four or five.
If you have $5,000, $10,000 or more in credit card bills, call the Debt Helpline now for a free confidential debt analysis.
800-957-6063. 800-957-6063. Call the CESI Debt Helpline right now for a free, confidential debt review. 800-957-6063. 800-957-6063.
All righty, welcome back. It is Dorf on Sports right here. I'm the Sports Byline USA Radio Network. Got my man Jeff Rich. He's in Phoenix, Arizona. Dorfman, Munns Park once again. Getting out of that heat just a little bit and into the cold. Want to get involved in the conversation? 1-800-878-7529. Those are the digits. Hit me up on Twitter at Dorf on Sports or shoot Jeff something at J Rich Radio. Jeff, you know, last week we were talking about David Price and the potential of him being moved. And, you know, we didn't really think it was going to happen as long as Tampa Bay would keep themselves in the mix. Well, to make a long story short, the deal got done. He is now a Detroit Tiger. And I honestly feel that if the Tigers cannot get it done now, I don't know if they ever will. And I really mean that. Three of the most dominant pitchers in baseball, I would almost have to think that you got to feel the same way I do. If they don't get it done now, I don't know if they ever will.
Yeah, I don't know how much more money Mickey Yelich could spend. You know, he's got his little Caesar's fortune. He's basically gone all in since trading for or since acquiring Prince Fielder the year that Victor Martinez got hurt. But this year, you know, things seem to be going the Tigers' way. You know, Miguel Cabrera continues to be the best right-handed hitter in the game and perhaps the best right-handed hitter of all time. Victor Martinez is, has really turned it on this year. They lose Drew Smyly in this deal, but they arguably have the best right-handed and the best left-handed starters in the game right now. Certainly good enough to win the American League Central Division. They got to get through the American League, and then they got to they got to get over the hump that they haven't achieved since 1984. So you got to believe that the Tigers got to be the favorites at this point. If it comes down to starting pitching in a short series, there's nobody you'd rather be than the Detroit Tigers. I think that it would prove for a very compelling World Series matchup, not to put the cart before the horse, but to see them play the San Francisco Giants or the Los Angeles Dodgers with the great starting pitching they got out there in California.
No, that's a great point, actually. I mean, you're 100% correct on that. You know, I do think there's a couple teams out there that can give them some noise or wreak some havoc for them. And I almost think, you know, they're one of those teams that they're the best in the league, but they're kind of going under the radar a little bit. And I'm talking about Oakland. I mean, they're just so consistent, whether it's on the road or at home, they get it done. I mean, again, maybe I'm crazy, but it always seems like Oakland has good teams that are capable, but for some reason or another, when push comes to shove, they don't get it done. How do you feel about Oakland?
Well, I think that the equation changes a little bit when you're talking about Bob Melvin as opposed to Art Howe and some of the other guys that they've had out there in the past. I believe Oakland's. It makes me curious though. You want to get John Lester, but you don't see a lot of talent for talent. Major league talent for major league talent traded midseason, and they give up their cleanup hitter. They give up Yennis Cespedes, who they might not have been able to keep long term, but. Very curious in a year that it appears that Oakland's obviously going for it. I like Oakland a lot. I think that they're a team's team. They're not filled with individual superstars. In fact, one less now that now that they've shipped Cespedes to Boston. But I like them a lot, and I think that I think that there are teams in the American League that prove a challenge for Detroit. I think that Oakland is the first and foremost though.
Yeah, and then, I mean, look, the Angels, I've been all over them for a couple of years now, I've obviously thought, just like everybody else, they've underachieved quite a bit. This year, they're living up to it a little bit, obviously only a couple games back of Oakland and basically, the second best team in baseball. I'm actually excited, finally. We're going to have a race here. Oakland and the Angels are going to battle this thing out neck and neck through the whole season. One of these teams is obviously going to win it, and then the other one will get a wild card. I would have to believe that. They're definitely going to be a wild card team. It's either Oakland or the Angels. But just in general, what can you say about the Angels? About time that they kind of step up to the challenge a little bit, and they're starting to play decent baseball. I mean, I think it's about a year or two late, but better late than never, right?
Oh, absolutely, and I think that you can't put any of this on Jerry Dipoto. He's gone out and gotten the players. I mean, they signed Hamilton. They've extended their own pitching. They've made the moves that they've needed to do. And it's just time to get it done on the field. They got to win a little bit more away from Anaheim. They're a better home team than Oakland is, but they hover right around 500 at home. It's one of the things that's funny is we're talking about a team from the American League Central and the American League West. and then you have the former beasts of the East, and it doesn't look to me like any team that comes out of the American League East is going to win a playoff series. Your thoughts on that?
You know what? Look, I'm glad that it's not the Yankees. You know what I'm saying? Like, I'm so happy to see somebody else atop that division. But I agree with you. I think that that's the weakest. It's a decent division, but it's also kind of weak at the same time. You know, Baltimore, I don't think they scare anybody. Toronto went through a pretty good spell throughout the season. The Yankees have just been, 500 or a little bit better the whole season. And then you've got Tampa Bay and Boston. I mean, it's like you got a whole division of underachievers when you really think about it, because Tampa Bay's always been pretty solid. Boston obviously won it all last year. And then we know about the Yankees perennially year in and year out. They're there. So it's kind of interesting seeing this division be kind of turned around a little bit, Jeff.
Yeah, absolutely. And you know what? It's funny because Tampa Bay is still playing such good baseball, but they were so buried. And we've seen Tampa, perhaps jump the gun a little bit, getting into the seller's market to make sure that they get something for their players, though Price had time left on his contract. It was really curious to see them move him to Detroit for such a low asking price. And then, Boston, how can we forget they won the World Series a year ago? I don't count the Yankees out of it yet, though. I think that the Yankees, just maybe the pinstripes. I can't really think of any baseball logic to it, but they're five games behind Baltimore right now, and they only have Toronto and Baltimore to pass. I wouldn't be shocked to see the Yankees come out on top of that division just because they're the New York Yankees.
You know what, though? Here's something, and we'll save this one for John, but you and I will talk about it a little bit, but I do want to get John's perspective on it because you said something pretty interesting there. Tampa Bay trades Price to Detroit. Well, if they have any hopes of getting to the World Series, they're probably going to have to get through Detroit. So I guess what I'm trying to say is why would Tampa Bay trade a guy like that to somebody that they potentially could see down the road in the postseason, and a guy that could come back to haunt you or hurt you? So, I'll get your thoughts on it right now, and then, when we get John on the phone here in just a moment, John Poulter, our professor of sports, we'll dive into this stuff with him too. But I find that to be, a very interesting move, because a lot of times when you trade somebody like that, in your own division or your own, side, the American League, you're going to have to face that guy eventually again. So I'm just kind of puzzled as to why they would make the trade to the Detroit Tigers when potentially they could see them down the road, Jeff.
Well, it's funny. I heard Derek Hall on the radio on the day of the trade deadline, July 31st. And, they were just, and the question was asked, what's it take for you to do business with the Dodgers or the Giants, trade within your own division? And the question was answered is the asking price goes up a little bit, but, you can't really cut your suitors, in this case, in half by only saying I'm going to trade them with to the National League. I think that you got to take the offer that's given to you. And quite frankly, I think that Tampa Bay's goal is not to make the postseason. Their ultimate goal is not to stay in the postseason, but to win the World Series. And I don't think that they saw that they had the team to do that this year, and that's why they cut bait and tried to get something for Price while they could.
No, I mean, I would have to agree with you, but in the long run, he's a guy that could come back to hurt you if you have the opportunity to make it to the postseason. So just an interesting move, if you ask me. And obviously we'll get John's perspective on it here in just a moment. Hey, before we get to the break real quick, did you happen to see the Paul George deal where obviously for Team USA he runs into the back of that or to the underneath the rim, the back of the basket? It just – not enough space. These guys are too big. They may have to do something about that in the international game. What do you think?
Is that what it is? Is it the configuration of the hoop is a little bit different in the international game? And, you know, I know that the court itself is different, but I didn't realize that the hoop was different. I thought this was just one of those things that could have happened to anybody. Unfortunately, happened to one of the game's best players in a showcase event there in Las Vegas. Such an unfortunate thing. I send the best out to Paul George in his recovery, and I hope he makes it back out on the floor and he can be 100% again someday.
Yeah, I mean, it's tough. You know, you go out there and you want to obviously represent your country and everything, but ultimately he does have a job, and that's the NBA, playing basketball 82 games a season and then hopefully the postseason. But it is what it is. On the other side, we're going to hook up with John Poulter. We'll continue talking baseball with him and the Price deal and other things along those lines. So keep it close. A ton of things going on in the sports world. 1-800-878-7529 to get involved. On the other side, John Poulter, our professor of sports, Jeff Rich, Dorfman. It is Dorf on Sports, and this is the Sports Byline USA Radio Network.
It's Guitar Center's store-wide accessory sale. Every accessory you need for your guitar, keyboard, PA system, or drum set is 15% off our everyday unbeatable price. Deals on strings, sticks, drum heads, stands and cables, DJ accessories, recording software, and more. This weekend, you'll save an extra 15% off hundreds of essentials that musicians can't live without. Plus, on approved credit, when you use your Guitar Center gear card in-store, get additional savings on your entire purchase. Guitar Center's store-wide accessory sale, now through Sunday, in-store and at guitarcenter.com.
Not all water is created equal, so take care of your body and drink Alchemy Water. Alchemy's unique formula includes alkaline, oxygen, and antioxidants, which boost your immune system and help your body achieve peak performance. If you're looking for a healthy, eco-friendly alternative to sugary energy drinks, join the many pro athletes and celebrities who treat their bodies right and drink Alchemy Water. Visit alchemywater.com. That's alkamewater.com.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number.
Call 877-499-MYTV.
The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. So cancel the cable and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money.
Call 877-499-MYTV.
At just $24.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card.
Call now, 877-499-MYTV.
Protective Insurance Specialist is a referral service that connects you to a licensed agent. Availability, waiting periods, and limitations vary by state. Not major medical. Certain plans require association membership.
After my husband passed away, we couldn't pay the mortgage, make car payments, or pay bills. Sometimes even having enough food was a problem. All of a sudden, our financial security, gone.
You've made plans for the future. College for the kids. Retirement. Have you thought of the unexpected curves life can throw at you? Ask yourself, what if? Wait till something happens to your family, or make sure you're ready with coverage by calling Protectum Insurance Specialists. Get term life insurance, accident insurance, critical illness insurance, all in one. Just minutes on the phone. No medical exams, no health questions, and guaranteed acceptance. It's coverage you don't get from your health insurance. Call for a free quote. 800-473-0563. Get cash fast directly to you when you need it and use it for whatever you want. Call toll free. 800-473-0563. 800-473-0563.
Nick Bonsetto here, inviting you to join me on the Nick Bonsetto Show weekdays, 3 to 6 Pacific, 6 to 9 Eastern, right here on Sports Byline. We'll talk about sports and, well, anything that's even closely related to sports. We'll do it all live from Las Vegas each and every day. We invite you in. Hope you will join us. We're the show that's bigger, bolder, and better. It's the Nick Bonsetto Show weekdays, 3 to 6 Pacific, 6 to 9 Eastern on the Sports Byline USA Network.
Alrighty, welcome back. It is Dorf on Sports right here on the Sports Byline USA Radio Network. That is Take Me Out to the Ball Game. And that can only mean one thing. We're going to hook up with our professor of sports, none other than John Poulter. John, good morning, man. How are you?
Good morning, Andy. Good morning, Jeff. I'm doing well. Thanks. How about you two guys?
I'm doing all right. I'm out of town again. I got up north to the cooler country here in Arizona. It's actually raining right now. It's kind of been raining all night. A little bit disappointed because yesterday I got out and I did about 12 miles of hiking and running and whatnot. And I'm not so sure I'm going to get it in today because of this weather. So I'm a little bit bummed out, but at the same time, it sure beats 100 and stupid in Phoenix, Arizona. So I guess when everything is said and done, I'm all right. I guess I can't complain too bad.
Well, that's good. I'm in beautiful Charlottetown, Prince Edward Island, and it's 73 degrees and sunny here today, and it's about 40 minutes past noon hour, so this is probably it for today in terms of weather, but I know what you mean about getting away from that heat in Phoenix in the summertime.
Yep, it's brutal. Speaking of heat, we've been talking a little bit about David Price being moved to the Detroit Tigers. I've said if they can't get it done now, I don't think they can get it done. Three of the most dominant pitchers in baseball, the best hitter in baseball, and Miggy. I mean, I can't think of a better situation for Detroit. On the other hand, I'm kind of scratching my head saying if I'm Tampa Bay and I know down the road somewhere I may have to face the Detroit Tigers, well, then why would I trade my ace to them, you know, if I have to see them in the postseason? So an interesting move by Tampa Bay to trade Price to the Detroit Tigers, if you ask me. Your thoughts, John?
Well, I think if from Tampa Bay's standpoint, I think it's very much a business deal and nothing else. It's not a baseball deal. Price is signed through 2015, and he becomes a free agent at the end of the 2015 season. And I guess Tampa probably honestly felt that they did not have a serious chance to re-sign him at the end of 2015, and they probably felt that the market for him right now was probably better with a year and change left on a contract than it would be 12 months from now with only 60 days left on that contract. So I think it was, you know, best return for the asset at this point. And in terms of trading him within the American League, yeah, a little bit strange, I guess, from that standpoint. But looking at it from a broader standpoint, 15 months from now when he's a free agent, they have no control over where he signs. I mean, he could have signed with the Yankees or the Red Sox or Toronto or somebody in their own division, which would be even closer to the fire. So I'm not so sure that it's a big issue from that standpoint. In terms of the Tigers, yeah, to your point, if they can't get it done this year, this may be it for them. I mean, they've got the last three American League Cy Young winners, and they've got the last three American League MVPs. And I can't remember ever, even in the power days of the Yankees and the 1970s Oakland A's and, you know, good, strong teams like that, I don't ever remember one team having the market on MVPs and Cy Young Award winners. So, you know, I look at that rotation and I see Rick Porcello and Anibal Sanchez as the 4 or 5 starters, and they're not shabby themselves. So, you know, when you've got two guys like that as your 4 and 5 starters, I think it's pretty safe to say that your pitching rotation's pretty deep.
Yeah, you know, and you just thought, you made me think of something. Does Detroit think they have any chance to sign Price, or are they just leasing him basically for the rest of the year?
Well, he's signed through 2015, so, you know, they've got him as protection in case Scherzer goes someplace else at the end of the year. Scherzer has sort of given indications that he's not that interested. He hasn't said so, you know, per se, but he's given subtle hints, and certainly the amount of money that he turned down would be a hint that maybe he's not all that interested in staying in Detroit, so maybe Price sort of is their fallback in terms of Scherzer going someplace else. And, you know, maybe if Detroit wins this year and or next year, maybe Price looks at it as being a good spot to be long-term. So who knows? And certainly with Mr. Ilitch, there's never a shortage of money there. So I don't think finances are an issue. I think it's just a question of where he might fit in and if they really want to have all of their money tied up in a pitching rotation. But it certainly makes them stronger for the short term, and it's sort of interesting to see how Oakland and Detroit have sort of been trying to better each other with their deals in the last little while in terms of strengthening their pitching staffs.
Very interesting moves. That is the voice of John Poulter, our professor of sports, breaking down the David Price deal to Detroit. Go ahead, Jeff.
All right. Well, you know, Detroit wasn't the only team dealing at the deadline. You had the Boston Red Sox, the Oakland A's got together for what I thought was a rather peculiar deal, sending your cleanup hitter to Boston who, is, let's face it, experiencing a lost season. But to give up that much potency in your lineup for starting pitching, it does stress the value of starting pitching. But I'd like your overall take on that deal between the Oakland Athletics and the Boston Red Sox.
Well, it puzzled me a little bit as well, Jeff, from a number of factors. I mean, number one, very rarely in this day and age do you see a trade which is star for star, which we obviously have here. From a Boston standpoint, I think they save face, even though trading, pitcher, their best pitcher, John Lester, can be sort of seen as giving up. I think getting a star like Cespedes back in return and with another year on his contract sort of gives them, optically, it makes it look a little better in terms of their fan base. From Oakland's standpoint, Johnny Gomes sort of replaces Cespedes in the lineup. He's certainly not going to produce the power numbers that Cespedes was producing for them. But, I look at Oakland, and, now their rotation is Lester, Samardzija, Sonny Gray, Jason Hamill, and Scott Kazmir. And, they still have Josh Reddick, Coco Crisp, Donaldson, and John Jaso in terms of bats. So I don't think Oakland has weakened themselves too much. I think all they've done is instead of, pitching being 60% of the game and hitting 40, it's maybe now 70 and 30. But I sort of think that Oakland and Detroit both see themselves as meeting somewhere in either the American League Divisional Series or the American League Championship Series, and neither one of them wants to come out second in terms of their pitching. So I can kind of see it being done as a baseball deal. Billy Beane making a pretty big splash in terms of what he's acquired this year. If he can't sign Lester and Cespedes does in fact re-sign with the Red Sox after 2015, if Oakland doesn't win, it's sort of a bit of an issue for them. So who is the winner in these trades? Hard to tell. I guess if Detroit or Oakland wins the World Series, we'll say that one of those two teams was the winner in the trades that they made, and the other team just sort of got extra points for showing up.
No, most definitely. Again, just an interesting move by Tampa Bay dealing Price to Detroit, and then obviously Oakland picking up Lester there does go into the seventh inning, get a win in his first in his debut. So, like you said, somebody is going to wind up having to pay dividends for him, most likely. With that being said, though, you and I have been pretty tough on the Los Angeles Angels of Anaheim. They seem to have gotten it together this year. Like I said earlier to Jeff, better late than never. Do you see them playing a factor? And if so, could they get it done? I mean, realistically, are they a World Series-like team?
Well, I think the Angels are an interesting team from the standpoint that they have sort of turned it on the last little while, and they're certainly a streaky team. They may be a team that is actually hurt by the new postseason format in baseball with the two wild cards. Go back 5 or 6 years when there was 3 division winners and a wild card. The wild card winner had at least 5 games in a series to show their stuff and an opportunity to win. Now we have a situation where the Angels have the second best record in the league behind Oakland, who are in their division, so that forces L.A. into a wild card game. And that ends up being a one-game playoff with the fifth-place team, which right now is the Toronto Blue Jays, but could be anybody. And L.A. may find themselves in a spot where they got the second-best record in baseball, and they're one and done, depending on how the various pitching rotations set up. So it could be a difficult season for them in terms of where they're going. There will be some questions to be answered if they are one and done. I'm not suggesting that they will be, but that possibility does exist. But I think the Angels have to go at least 1 or 2 rounds in the postseason for Los Angeles to look as though they've actually done a good thing in terms of the way that they've rebuilt that team. But there's still an awful lot of age and an awful lot of money on that roster, and they're another team where the future is now.
Let's flip
hey, John, you know, I love this new playoff format because right now you have Oakland and the Angels, you know, basically in the playoffs. And, you know, I know that there's still 2 months to play, but, you know, the real incentive to win the division there with the current wild card setup. I just wanted to chime in that, you know, this is one of the things that makes the new playoff format good, is because there's a lot of incentive to win the division, to win the American League West for both of these teams now. And it's, you know, with Anaheim 2 games out, it's far from over at this point. So I think this one goes right down to the stretch. And, I think that baseball fans are the ones that reap the rewards from it.
Oh, can't disagree. And I think this is one of the reasons that Oakland beefed up the pitching staff the way that they did. I think if you look at their 1-5, I still think Oakland's a better rotation, and that may be the deciding factor in that division.
Well, and not only that, fellas, both those teams are so good at home, talking about Oakland and the Angels, that with the American League having home field advantage once again, very difficult task to beat those guys at home. And they're pretty darn good on the road as well, both of them over 500. So coming into postseason play, I think that that definitely would be pretty important. Hey, I just want to switch it really quickly over to the National League. We've only got a couple minutes left. And let's talk about the Central, where my Brewers are still atop that division by a game and a half. But surprisingly, it's Pittsburgh in second and not St. Louis. When is that St. Louis charge going to come?
Interesting question. They've obviously had some pitching issues when they have to go out and get two starters at the deadline, one of whom is John Lackey, who you know, is no longer a frontline starter. But I think the injury to Michael Walker, and I see they put him on the 60-day disabled list this week in order to make roster room for both Masterson and Lackey. Not a good situation when you're putting a guy of that caliber on the 60-day list. But what's interesting in that division, as you said, Andy, is that Pittsburgh is now, after sort of floundering for most of the year, has snuck up into second place. They're a game and a half behind the Brewers. But Pittsburgh has gone 6-4 in their last 10. They're the only team to play 500 in the last over 500 in their last 10 games in that division. Everybody else is 5-5 or 4-6. So, you know, maybe this is a situation where they're just all beating up on each other. And I think that that's going to be a very interesting race to the end. And, you know, we've had this conversation before that, you know, we thought there were perhaps four teams in that race. I think there might now be three. Cincinnati is 5.5 back. They're right at 500 at 55-55. And they're struggling a little bit, 4-6 in their last 10. But I can see Milwaukee, Pittsburgh, and St. Louis coming down to a pretty interesting end. And I think the last two of those teams are probably going to be fighting for the last wild card team, which is right now is Pittsburgh and San Francisco. They're tied both at 59-51. So pretty interesting stuff in the National League, I think, for the last 45 days of the ball season.
Absolutely. John, as always, really appreciate you taking time out with us, even when you're on vacation. So enjoy the rest of your day, and we'll hook up with you next week.
You betcha. My pleasure, guys. We'll chat next week when I'm home in Toronto.
Sounds great. Have a good rest of your day. And that's John Poulter, our professor of sports, talking baseball, a little bit about the trades that have happened, and then just kind of going around it a little bit. Keep it close. It is Dorf on Sports, and this is the Sports Byline USA Radio Network.
Tired of paying outrageous prices for prescription drugs? Well, we have great news. Now you can finally get prescription drugs at huge discounts from Canada Drug Center. That's right, the most popular drugs for cholesterol, high blood pressure, depression, diabetes, arthritis, and many more are now up to 75% off. Why pay U.S. pharmacy prices when you can get brand name drugs at the lowest price? Call today and get up to 75% off all the popular brand name prescription drugs. Never pay high prices again. Get the most popular drugs at huge savings from our Canadian and international pharmacies and fulfillment centers. No insurance? No problem. Prices are so low you do not need benefits or insurance to get all your prescriptions fast, easy, and affordable. Operators are waiting to take your call now. Order today and get free shipping. Just call 800-950-1180. Up to 75% off all the popular brand name prescription drugs and free shipping. Call 800-950-1180. That's 800-950-1180.
This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right, General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. A 14 by 21 foot shop for under $6,000, or a 50 by 100 for under $30,000. You heard right, that's 5,000 square feet under $30,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait.
Call 800-965-1298, 800-965-1298, 800-965-1298.
Do you know which investment has tripled in price since the debt crisis and risen an average 20% a year for 11 years? It's not stocks, not bonds, it's silver. And right now, we at Lear Capital believe silver is poised to hit new record highs. And we're making it easier to own than ever. For a limited time, new customers with $5,000 or more to invest in gold or silver can get up to 10 certified Morgan Silver Dollars absolutely free. That's right, up to 10 100-year-old Morgan Silver Dollars when you invest $5,000 or more. A $600 value free. This offer is available for IRA accounts as well.
Call right now, 800-631-9229, 800-631-9229, 800-631-9229. Call Lear Capital now, 800-631-9229.
All righty, welcome back. It is Dorf on Sports. This is the Sports Byline USA Radio Network. Got my man Jeff Rich hanging out with me this hour. Got to thank John Poulter for joining us, our professor of sports, and then also Mary Nemitz from ticksforcause.com. Truly the website with a heart. If you're going to any ball game, any event, they pretty much have you covered. It's T-I-X, the number 4cause.com. And then part of your purchase price will be donated to a charity of your choice. So I don't think it gets any better than that. Jeff, only a couple of minutes left here in this hour. The latest that I'm hearing on this Andrew Wiggins cat, since you're a little bit closer to the scene, I know you've covered Cleveland sports for a long, long time. He wants to play in Cleveland. Is it going to happen?
You know, a week ago I'd have said absolutely. At this point, I'm not certain. This Kevin Love deal, it seems like it's going to be what it takes to get LeBron James and the Cavaliers over the hump. So I would say that the Cavaliers are going to do what it takes, but it's just hard when you look back at trades. At trades that Minnesota's made in the past, you know, granted a different regime with Kevin Garnett, the asking price was like Al Jefferson. I think that Wiggins is high for the asking price, but I don't know what the Cavaliers can do. You know, there's been talk of bringing in a third team, but Flip Saunders seems to hold the cards right now, believe it or not. And it's, if the Cavaliers feel that they need to make this move, then I think they move Andrew Wiggins. But, you know, if they feel that, they can take it or leave it, I could see them passing on it, and I could see them trying to do something else to get a rebounding shooter out there, for LeBron to drive and kick to. So, I'm 50-50.
We'll have to see what happens. I got a feeling that Andrew Wiggins will not be a Cleveland Cavalier for long. They're going to do what it takes to get Kevin Love in that lineup. Hey, appreciate you taking time out with me this hour. We'll catch up with you in about 20 minutes or so. So for Jeff Rich and Scott on the other side of the glass, John Poulter and Mary Nemitz, for this hour, it is Dorf on Sports. We'll be right back with another hour on the Sports Byline USA Radio Network. Keep it close, everybody.
With IRN USA Radio News, I'm Precious Watson.
Some Israeli forces have begun pulling back to near the country's border with the Gaza Strip after Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu issued a new warning to Hamas Saturday and promised that Israel would fight, quote, as long as it will take to prevent further rocket attacks against Israeli civilians. A magnitude 6.3 earthquake struck southwestern China on Sunday, killing at least 26 people in a remote mountainous area, causing some buildings to collapse, including a school. The U.S. Geological Survey said the quake registered at a shallow depth of less than 1 mile. More than a dozen wildfires in California, some of which destroyed homes, forced evacuations, and damaged infrastructure, prompted Governor Jerry Brown to declare a state of emergency on Saturday. The move came as fires in other West Coast states chewed through parched forest, brush, and terrain, destroying some homes and threatening many others. You're listening to IRN USA Radio News.
Friend, this is Pat Boone with a pretty good idea on how you can earn extra money in your spare time and, while you're doing it, help provide food for starving children. You heard me. Now you can earn money for your family and provide meals for hungry children all at the same time. Why don't you check out USAGoodness.com? Get more information on starting a new home business. You'll feel great earning extra money to help the family budget, but you'll feel even better knowing that your work is actually saving lives. Go to USAGoodness.com or call toll-free 800-301-6177. Again, 800-301-6177. You can earn some extra money for your family while helping other families in dire need of food and provision. 800-301-6177 or USAGoodness.com, and you can tell them Pat Boone gave you the number.
9 civilians were killed in new fighting between government forces and pro-Russian separatists around the cities of Luhansk and Donetsk in East Ukraine, local officials said on Sunday. 6 people were killed in shelling and gunfire on the outskirts of Donetsk, the deputy mayor said, and city officials said 3 were killed in shelling of Luhansk over the previous 24 hours. A Reuters reporter in central Donetsk said the shelling echoed through the night, and witnesses said several buildings caught on fire. National Hurricane Center specialist Stacy Stewart says even if Tropical Storm Bertha does bypass the United States, it could still be dangerous.
If it goes on and becomes a hurricane, its wind field will increase, and that will affect the ocean. And probably by Tuesday on into Thursday, coastal areas of the southeastern United States could begin to receive fairly large swells from this storm, and that produces dangerous rip currents. And we oftentimes have fatalities, unfortunately, associated with hurricanes that never make landfall.
Specialist Stacy Stewart. This is IRN USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Joan London, and if you're worried about your parent or a loved one living alone like I was, and you want reliable senior care information, then call A Place for Mom, the nation's largest senior living referral service. With one phone call, you'll get free information on assisted living, Alzheimer's care, nursing homes, even important financial information. It's a free service, so call now.
800-379-2206. 800-379-2206.
A doctor who contracted the deadly Ebola virus in Africa is now in the United States being treated at a special isolation unit at Emory University in Atlanta. Correspondent Diane Kepley reports.
Infectious disease specialist Jay Varkey says Emory University is set up well to handle this case.
The unit's actually designed to contain or to protect against infections above and beyond what's probably needed for Ebola.
These people in Atlanta don't seem to be too concerned about the presence of the Ebola patient in their own backyard.
It seems like they can keep it contained with the facilities they have.
They're going to be smart about it. I don't see it getting out.
It's only dangerous if you're right there and you don't know what you're dealing with and you don't take proper precautions.
A second healthcare worker is also expected to be treated at Emory University. I'm Diane Kepley.
The U.S. government told airlines flying over Iraq to remain at higher altitudes amid growing concerns about carriers operating around conflict zones. U.S. airlines are now prohibited from flying over Iraq below 30,000 feet, the Federal Aviation Administration said. The agency, which had previously restricted airlines from flying below 20,000, issued the new requirement because of, quote, the potentially hazardous situation created by the armed conflict in Iraq, end quote. The guidance, which is mandatory for all U.S. airlines but not others, comes amid increased disquiet about airlines flying near conflict zones after the downing of Malaysia Airlines Flight 17 over war-torn Eastern Ukraine. With IRN USA Radio News, I'm Precious Watson.
Tired of paying outrageous prices for prescription drugs? Well, we have great news. Now you can finally get prescription drugs at huge discounts from Canada Drug Center. That's right, the most popular drugs for cholesterol, high blood pressure, depression, diabetes, arthritis, and many more are now up to 75% off. Why pay U.S. pharmacy prices when you can get brand name drugs at the lowest price? Call today and get up to 75% off all the popular brand name prescription drugs. Never pay high prices again. Get the most popular drugs at huge savings from our Canadian and international pharmacies and fulfillment centers. No insurance? No problem. Prices are so low you do not need benefits or insurance to get all your prescriptions fast, easy, and affordable. Operators are waiting to take your call now. Order today and get free shipping. Just call 800-950-1180. Up to 75% off all the popular brand name prescription drugs and free shipping. Call 800-950-1180. That's 800-950-1180.
The following program is brought to you in living color.
Ladies and gentlemen,
let the attack begin.
What are you doing here?
Testing for radioactivity.
Radioactivity? What is this radioactivity?
Warning. The program you're about to hear does not necessarily share the opinions and viewpoints of this radio station. Some of the material and interviews have been altered for entertainment purposes only. If you have any complaints about the Dorfon Sports Radio program, please contact our customer care service center at 1-800.
Yo, mama!
And now, the most eye-popping, jaw-dropping, smash-mouth, bone-crunching, heart-stopping, cutting-edge, interactive sports commentary show on the radio, Dorf on Sports. Now, here's your host, Andy Dorf.
Good morning to some of you, and good afternoon to others. Welcome to Dorf on Sports, right here on the Sports Byline USA Radio Network. Lots and lots of things happening in the sports world, as always. Some deals in Major League Baseball that I don't think a lot of people thought were going to happen went down. And that would be David Price going to the Detroit Tigers, who I have already gone on record as saying, if you can't get it done now, I don't think you're going to get it done. So where's that Detroit Tiger fan to talk about the acquisition and now having three of the most dominant pitchers in baseball in that lineup? Just amazing. I'm going to jump out to Fred Wallen real quickly, welcome him in, because I know you're a huge guy when it comes to baseball, and neither one of us thought this deal was going to get done, and in general, Price being moved. But he did get moved, and he got moved to the Detroit Tigers. Fred, good morning. Welcome. What are your initial thoughts about the move?
Well, I'll tell you after the break, I thought that Tampa didn't get anywhere near enough for David Price.
Yeah, I mean, interesting how they would do that as well. Trading him to a guy that they potentially could see in the postseason if they're that lucky to make it to the postseason. But got to think they didn't think they were going to make it, and that's why they made the deal. Anyways, we're just getting warmed up. A ton of things to talk about. He's Fred Wallen in Los Angeles, California. Dorfman in northern Arizona one more time just to get out of that heat just a little bit. And it is raining very much so where I am right now, so something I don't get to see that often. But just getting warmed up, a lot to talk about. He's Fred Wallen. I am the Dorf Man. It is Dorf on Sports, and this is the Sports Byline USA Radio Network.
It's Guitar Center's store-wide accessory sale. Every accessory you need for your guitar, keyboard, PA system, or drum set is 15% off our everyday unbeatable price. Deals on strings, sticks, drum heads, stands and cables, DJ accessories, recording software, and more. This weekend, you'll save an extra 15% off hundreds of essentials that musicians can't live without. Plus, on approved credit, when you use your Guitar Center gear card in-store, get additional savings on your entire purchase. Guitar Center store-wide accessory sale, now through Sunday, in-store and at guitarcenter.com. La,
la, la. Why does consultant Jack Carey stay at La Quinta? Because only La Quinta sends Jack a ready-for-you alert the second his room is ready. So Jack knows exactly when he can check in and tune up for his big presentation. And when Jack's all tuned up, you know what happens?
Well done, Jack.
Incredible.
incredible work.
Presentation perfection.
His clients sing his praises. La Quinta Inns and Suites is ready for you, so you'll be ready for business. The Ready For You alert, only at LaQuinta.com.
Who did you let down today? Your wife? Your kids? Well, how about yourself? Take a look in the mirror. If you're tired of your drug and alcohol problem, you need to fix the problem, and right now, before you hurt or kill yourself, or worse yet, somebody else. Call the addiction specialist now at the Detox and Treatment Helpline, 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. If you have private insurance, we specialize in finding you the right treatment. When you call right now, you'll speak to a recovering addict who understands what you're going through right now. Let us help you break your addiction to drug and alcohol before it's too late. This call is completely confidential and free. So if you have private insurance, take 5 minutes of your time. Call right now. I promise it'll change your life. 866-490-3992. 866-490-3992. 866-490-3992. 866-490-3992.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number.
Call 877-499-MYTV.
The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. So cancel the cable and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money.
Call 877-499-MYTV.
At just $24.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card.
Call now, 877-499-MYTV.
Nick Bonsanto here, inviting you to join me on the Nick Bonsanto Show, weekdays 3 to 6 Pacific, 6 to 9 Eastern, right here on Sports Byline. We'll talk about sports and, well, anything that's even closely related to sports. We'll do it all live from Las Vegas each and every day. We invite you in. Hope you will join us. We're the show that's bigger, bolder, and better. It's the Nick Bonsanto Show, weekdays 3 to 6 Pacific, 6 to 9 Eastern, on the Sports Byline USA Network.
All righty, welcome back. It is Dorf on Sports right here on the Sports Byline USA Radio Network. Got my man Fred Wallen. He's in Los Angeles, California. You could be anywhere. 1-800-878-7529. Those are the digits. Hit me up on Twitter at Dorf on Sports. Shoot Fred an email, sportsfred@aol.com. Lots of things to talk about, whether it's the trade where David Price goes to the Detroit Tigers, John Lester being moved to the Oakland A's, Andrew Wiggins, is he going to be moved from Cleveland? There's a lot of things to talk about. I mean, we're never at a loss for things to talk about in the sports world. So if you want to get on board, 1-800-878-7529, those are the digits. Again, hit me up on Twitter at Dorf on Sports, or shoot Fred an email, sportsfred@aol.com. Fred, I mean, both of us did not think that David Price would be moved. I'm absolutely shocked that he was moved to Detroit, again, for a couple of different reasons. One, because when you trade a guy like that who you potentially could see in the postseason, again, they need a lot of help, yet they're still, what, 7.5 or so games back. But, again, if you have any hopes of making the postseason and doing some damage, you would think that this is a guy you want to have on your team playing for you. With that being said, they decide to move him. They move him to Detroit. Now Detroit has three of the most dominant pitchers in baseball. I truly feel that if they do not accomplish a World Series championship this year, that I don't know if they'll ever get it done. With that being said, I also think when you trade a guy like that in your own, you know, division or in the American League, I just think you're asking for trouble, and that helps Detroit immensely. Let's be honest. Again, even if Scherzer winds up not sticking around, this gives them options because Price will be there through 2015. So I really like the move for Detroit. I think it's an absolute genius move on their part, Fred. But again, scratching my head by what the Tampa Bay Devil Rays did.
Well, bottom line is they're a small market team. So at some point they were going to dump him. The question is, why did they rush to dump him at this point on Thursday of this week. It made no logical sense. You could have gotten more, maybe even through waivers. I mean, the point is, if people say, well, you can't make a deal through waivers, of course you can. Dodgers made the big deal with the Red Sox 2 years ago through waivers. You can do it because the other teams can't afford him, and they know that going in, so they don't put a claim in. So the point I'm trying to make is, if you don't get him through if you don't get him through waivers in August, fine. You wait till the off season. You can wait till next July, and you get, at that point you can get more. Drew Smyly's an okay pitcher. I mean, if you were to rate pitchers, I mean, he's a good third or fourth starter in most rotations, but you've got a pitcher who's better than 95% of the pitchers in all of baseball. So I think Tampa got frightened. Tampa got scared. Tampa did something that they shouldn't have done. They should have held on to him, and they were, they're going pretty well. I mean, they were 18 games under 500. I don't think they're going to make the playoffs, but certainly give them hope. Give the guys on the team hope. They've taken away that, I think, although they've split with the Angels since the deal. I just think it was a horrendous deal Andrew Freeman and Friedman made with Tampa. And as far as Detroit is concerned, I don't agree with you. I mean, they don't win this year. Look, in a short series, anything is possible. I mean, it doesn't mean they have to win the World Series. I mean, Scherzer might not have it on a certain day. Verlander might not have it on a certain day. Price may not have it on a certain day. You can lose in a short series. So it's not like they have to win the World Series. The other thing is, you said, well, even if Scherzer goes, well, they offered him $144 million. How much more are they going to offer Price? I mean, the point is $200 million. I mean, Detroit's a bigger market, but it's not one of the from the point of view of fandom, it's a bigger market. But it's not one of the bigger markets. Can they afford to pay him $200 million? I don't know. They've already got Cabrera there. I mean, I don't know if they can afford to pay a whole lot more than $144 million over 6 years that they offered to Scherzer. So I don't know if they're going to hold on to him after next year. They may end up just with Verlander, and Verlander's not the same pitcher he was a couple years ago. So I don't agree with you about the fact that it has to be now for Detroit. I mean, things change. I mean, you've won with teams not as strong, and you've lost with teams that are stronger. Of those 14 consecutive Atlanta championships in their division in the National League, they win one World Series. Okay, I'm sure there were other teams that were stronger than the 95 Atlanta Braves, if you know what I'm trying to say. Short series, anything is possible. But again, I'm going to say that it was an interesting Thursday. Again, I don't understand. Be honest with you, I don't understand Oakland. Because I think Billy Bean is saying what you said. It's now or never. Well, fine. You just gave up the most exciting player on your team, a guy who plays every day in Cespedes, for a guy who's going to probably
and their cleanup hitter too.
And their cleanup hitter and a guy who's going to get for a guy who's going to give you 12, 13, 14 starts if you make it far in the playoffs. You're renting him. So you've given up your most exciting player, the player that the fans cared about most in Oakland, for a guy who you know you cannot resign because he turned down 4 years at $70 million, and there's no way Oakland can pay anywhere more than that. So the point, he may end up back in Boston, which would turn that deal into a perfecto for the Red Sox. I mean, then the Red Sox would have won – would have defeated everybody in this Thursday, because if they get him back, watch out, because with the guys they've added with the deal with the St. Louis Cardinals. So all in all, it was an exciting Thursday. I think Tampa made a major mistake. If Detroit can hold on to Price, it was brilliant from their point of view. And Oakland, Billy Bean, Moneyball, fine and dandy. But in this case, I think Bean maybe lost his mind. I mean, I really do. He's saying what you're saying, Andy. He's saying we have to win this year. Well, again, you're renting somebody, and you gave up your most exciting player.
Well, but I also think that he was making a statement about pitching in general. You know, pitching is what's going to win a championship for you at the end of the day. So when Detroit made the move that they made, obviously picking up Price, they countered. And they got Lester. Again, whether you
and
I...
But Lester happened first.
Right, but what I'm saying is they're just showing you that the importance of having that really good pitching come place postseason play. I mean, again, it is what it is. I know what you're saying. Look, I wouldn't have made the deal either. But at the end of the day, pitching is more important, especially when it comes to postseason play. If you got a guy who can throw you a shutout, well, all you need to do is get a couple of hits and get yourself one run across the board. So, they're making a real push and showing you the significance of having that that big picture. At least that's what I'm taking from this.
Well, again, I mean, it'll be exciting playoffs, but pitching does dominate. But it doesn't mean in one particular series the pitchers are all going to be on, and it doesn't mean that upsets don't occur. So, I mean, Oakland is one of these small market teams, and they only get a chance so often. But to give up your most exciting player, who's going to end up in right field for the Red Sox with the arm that he has, so he's not just a hitter. He's got a great arm, one of the best arms in baseball, and I'm sure he has sold more uniforms in Oakland than any other player on that roster. To give him up for a rental of John Lester, folks, if you're listening in San Francisco, you're listening in Oakland, you're listening anywhere, and you're an A's fan, we'd love to hear from you at 1-800-878-PLAY, 1-800-878-7529.
Yeah, I mean, it's this is the time when teams are making their moves and their pushes and whatnot, and Oakland and the Angels are going to battle this thing out, Fred. The Angels have finally stepped up to the challenge there. I think we got a great race there. The American League East is bizarre to me, to say the least. You know, the Yankees are on the top of that division, no Red Sox, so that thing's kind of turned upside down. You know, I think we're, like you said, we're in for a very good last push to baseball here and a very exciting time coming into the postseason. So just buckle up and get ready and just enjoy it. As T.O. said a couple of years, get your popcorn and just watch it, because it's going to be exciting. On the other side, we're going to hook up with Jeff Rich. We're going to talk to him. I think we're going to talk some football, Fred, because a lot of things going on in the NFL as well, and that's camps are started and the action is right around the corner. So I'm excited. I know you're excited. So on the other side, Jeff Rich, we're going to talk some NFL football. Keep it close. It is Dorf on Sports. I got Fred Wallen in L.A., Dorfman somewhere here in northern Arizona. You could be anywhere, 1-800-878-7529. Keep it close. It is Dorf on Sports, and this is the Sports Byline USA Radio Network.
My joints used to kill me. I'd wake up with stiff knees and a stiff back, and it wouldn't get much better throughout the day. I went to doctors and took almost every supplement you can think of, and nothing seemed to help. Then I found something called Oil Can Joint Lubricant. They use only top-of-the-line, all-natural ingredients, and I know many companies make similar claims, but here's the big difference. Oil Can ingredients are scientifically formulated to work together faster than anything else in the marketplace. That's guaranteed. I take Oil Can every day. My knee pain was gone in just a few days. So if you have knee pain, back pain, and you tried everything, try Oil Can Joint Lubricant risk-free right now. I'm confident you'll have fewer aches and pains within days, or we will gladly refund your money. Call right now. 800-989-1795. 800-989-1795. 800-989-1795. 800-989-1795.
This family is at home, but they won't be answering the door. They know that the pounding on the door is a process server from the court waiting to hand them foreclosure documents. So instead of enjoying the home they worked so hard to afford, they sit hiding in the dark.
Mom, what was that?
But it doesn't have to be this way. This family can save their home, but they must act fast. Call Allied State Foreclosure Solutions at 800-274-7312. If you're being threatened with foreclosure, have been denied a loan modification, missed a payment on your mortgage, been a victim of a predatory loan, or are upside down on your home, it's critical that you call Allied State Foreclosure Solutions now. 800-274-7312. Allied State Foreclosure Solutions has an attorney in your area that will meet and speak with you. You can stop the foreclosure process, lower your monthly mortgage payments, save your home and your credit, but you must act now. Call 800-274-7312. 800-274-7312.
Not available in all states. Paid non-attorney spokesperson.
Are you an inventor who would like to try to have an invention or idea patented and submitted to companies, but you don't know what to do next? Call for free information from InventHelp. InventHelp, a leading inventor service company, has been helping inventors since 1984 and has sales offices located in more than 60 cities nationwide. You'll want to talk to the company that has helped secure more than 7,000 invention patents. So call InventHelp. Even if you have an idea for improving an existing product and don't know where to go with it, you'll still want to call InventHelp for free information. You'll find out how InventHelp may assist you in trying to patent your invention and submit it to companies. So call now.
Call InventHelp at 1-800-316-1738. That's 1-800-316-1738. Get your free information by dialing 1-800-316-1738. That's 1-800-316-1738. 1-800-316-1738.
Get it in here! I got one thing to say. This is when the big dogs come out.
Damn right.
Okay?
Damn right.
You can't roll with the big dogs. Stay on the ball.
Sports right here on the Sports Byline USA Radio Network. Lots of things happening in the sports world. If you want to talk to us, 1-800-878-7529. Those are the digits. Hit me up on Twitter at Dorfon Sports. Shoot Fred an email, sportsfred@aol.com. And now joining us, Jeff Rich. Jeff, good morning. How are you?
Hey, I'm doing great, guys. Good morning, Andy. Good morning, Fred.
So, Jeff, before we get started, tell people how they can check you out and find your stuff, your work on the internet and stuff along those lines.
Well, first and foremost, on July 21st, we launched an all-new college football site. It's College Football Roundtable, cfbroundtable.com. Lots of brilliant writers from all over the country weighing in on college football in the upcoming 2014 season. As for me personally, you can find me on morethanafan.net, collegefootballroundtable.com, and you can follow me on Twitter at jrichradio.
Very good. Hey, and we're gonna keep it in football. We're gonna talk NFL football. So we'll get into NCAA football here too, but today I want to talk a little NFL football, and we'll start out with your hometown there in Cleveland and Johnny Football. How have you thought that he's done so far with everything? Just handling himself, not being in with the starters, and just kind of having to kind of earn his way, if you will.
Well, he's changed his tune a little bit since the draft and his introductory presser to the Cleveland media, where he said that boys are going to be boys. He's going to be him, and he's 21 years old. But I think lately he's expressed some regret over some of the videos and pictures that have surfaced. Some of them, many of them before the Browns drafted him. But I think that he's turned the page a little bit. I think he's a little humbled by Brian Hoyer being the front runner, as head coach Mike Pettine has put it. And I think that he's put 21 aside, for the priority of trying to be a starting quarterback in the National Football League. So I think that he handled it poorly at first. I think that he's grown up in the time, since mini camp and OTAs, and now he's just an entry level guy trying to get one of 32 positions that are available as NFL starting quarterbacks in the world.
Fred, I know you've got an opinion because you're not huge on Johnny Football in the first place, but how do you feel he's handled camp and just the transition so far of coming from college to the NFL?
I think, and again, I'm not in the camp, so I don't know how his teammates take to him. But from afar, I find him a hypocrite. I find him very inconsistent. I find him a guy who feels entitled. I feel a guy who is treated his teammates at Texas A&M and not in a good way in some cases. I mean, if you watch the screaming on the sidelines or even during the game on the field of play on many of their games over the last few years, I just don't trust him. And because I don't trust him, I don't really care how he acts a little bit better for a week or two. I think he'll eventually backtrack to where he was before, which is, I am better than everybody else. I am better than you. And I think he'll cause trouble in that locker room.
Question for you. How long will it be? Well, and we'll start with Jeff. How long do you think it'll be before he takes over and he is the starter of this football team?
I believe that's up to Brian Hoyer, who's going to demonstrate whether he's worthy of being the starting quarterback with his play. Obviously, if they get off to a rough start, they start out 1-3, 2-7. I could definitely see Johnny being placed in there after the trade deadline. They did take this guy in the first round. I know that they expect results. I know the fans expect him to play, but if Brian Hoyer wins, it's going to be a while. But if it's same old with the Browns, you can expect to see Johnny probably sometime in the month of October or November.
You know, his style of play was very effective in the college level, or on the college level, I should say. The NFL level, however, those defensive ends are just as fast as he is, and they're a lot bigger and stronger. Do you think his style of just kind of going out there and being a gunslinger, very similar to Brett Favre, but even more so that he likes to take the ball and run with it, will his style be effective on the NFL level? And I know it has been for guys like RG3 and, you know, the Russell Wilsons, but the book is out now on these guys to a certain degree. So is Johnny Football late to the party, or do you think he has something to add to this party? Jeff, you first.
Well, I think that he probably, you know, on paper has something to add to the party because, you know, we figured out, you know, I mean, the Denver Broncos ran the option to fit Tim Tebow. So, you know, offensive coordinators are adjusting their style. You know, what's important not to forget here is that, you know, when Johnny does become the starter, he's got a really good arsenal of running backs for the first time in Cleveland since Jamal Lewis in 2007. They've got Ben Tate, they've got Terrence West and Isaiah Crowell, who were outstanding rookies. So I expect the Browns to run the ball about 65-70% of the time, despite you know, everything you hear about it being a passing league. And I think that if Kyle Shanahan draws up the right plays, Johnny can be effective, but I can't do it nearly at the level that it did at Texas A&M because the NFL game is so much faster, and you got guys that run 4.3, 4.4 40s on the edge that are going to catch him. So he's got to adjust. The play calling's got to be right, but he can be an effective weapon if used properly, and he puts in the work.
Keeping it moving, we'll continue talking about quarterbacks, and I mentioned him already, RG3. How do you guys feel he'll recover and respond this season? A lot of adversity there when you think about it in Washington. So, Fred, let's go with you first. RG3, how does he rebound this year?
Well, emotionally and psychologically, just because the Shanahans are gone, I think he'll rebound pretty well under Jay Gruden. I just think that part of the problem wasn't just the injury. It was Mike Shanahan and Kyle trying to do things that made no sense. They ended up hurting him by playing him 2 years ago in the game where he was already injured.
Sure.
So I blame them for the whole situation. I think I think Daniel Snyder made the right move in getting rid of both those guys. I don't know what kind of coach Jay Gruden's going to make, but I know he's going to get off to a better start with RG3 than how he ended with the other guys. So I think from that aspect, you know, I think it has to be a positive.
Jeff, your thoughts, RG3, how does he rebound?
Well, I mean, I think it's a matter of Robert Griffin III being a better quarterback than Andy Dalton, and Jay Gruden got Andy Dalton to the playoffs 3 years in a row. Now they couldn't win a game, but I think that that's a serious upgrade at the quarterback position. I wonder if the running game is going to suffer a little bit with Alfred Morris not having the Shanahan system, as Fred mentioned. They are gone, and that's addition by subtraction on the whole, but I tend to wonder how that's going to affect the running game and how much pressure it's going to put on Griffin to throw the ball. Overall, I think that from year one to three, with a new coach in place, I think that this is going to be a good play for Griffin, and I think that the Redskins are going to benefit. But they have the added benefit of I don't think that the NFC East is a particularly good division this year, and I think that it's going to be a good year for quarterbacks in that division. Nick Foles also included in that group.
Well, it's good that you're going that route because that was going to be my next question for you guys. Chip Kelly, second year around. Better, worse? I would have to think it gets a little bit better, but Chip Kelly, second year around, Philadelphia Eagles. Fred, how does it go for the Eagles this year?
I think better. I think from the aspect that they've added players that can do what Chip Kelly wants. I mean, so I think it's going to be run and gun, and run and gun some more, and they're going to be fun to watch. I mean, right now, I think the Eagles are, if you're going to say which team is the most fun to watch, I would say the Eagles will be right there. I mean, they're going to score a lot of points. And if the defense can do anything, I think they're going to win their 10 games, 11 games. I think they're going to win. I think they're going to make the playoffs. And after that, who knows? But, no, I think the additions they made in the offseason were totally positive, and I see good things for the Eagles in 2014.
Jeff, your thoughts, Chip Kelly, second go-around, better?
Totally agree. They're going to be exciting to watch. They're going to be fun to watch. One thing to bring up, though, is that the lineman at the University of Oregon said that it takes about 3 years to get used to his conditioning program. So exciting this year, probably contenders next year in Philadelphia, provided things go right and they avoid injuries and everything like that. But they're a fast ball club. And like I said, I don't think the competition in the NFC East is very good, especially on the defensive side of the ball.
You know, interesting. Just how things go in the world and whatnot. But I think we have a caller. So if we do have a caller, just hang tight. We'll get you on the other side. 1-800-878-7529. Those are the digits. Real quickly, in the last moment or so before we get out of here, Roger Goodell did address the Ray Rice situation. Are you satisfied with his comments, Fred?
No. Should have gotten an 8-game or a season suspension. I think he had to make the case a man cannot touch a woman. He did not do so. I think he chickened out. And no, in answer to that question, I think he wasn't strong enough. And I think women around the country and the world who follow the National Football League should understand he did not get his job done.
Jeff, we'll give you the final word before we let you out of here. Roger Goodell spoke out about Ray Rice. Ray Rice spoke out about it. Are you satisfied?
No. Disappointing. Sets an awful precedent. You know, the next guy, if you try to suspend the next guy that's in a similar situation for 4 games or 8 games, he's going to point to this Ray Rice case as a precedent, and it's going to be a problem.
Agree 100%. Jeff, as always, appreciate you taking time out. We'll catch up with you next week, buddy.
All right. Appreciate it, guys.
Jeff Rich hanging out with us. A lot to talk about in the sports world. Like I said, never at a loss. Fred Wallen in L.A., Dorfman in Phoenix, Arizona, or thereabouts. Keep it close. We'll be back on the other side. It is Dorf on Sports, and you're listening to the Sports Byline USA Radio Network.
If you owe the IRS or state back taxes, listen to me. We can save you a lot of headaches and money. There are a lot of scams out there that promise to settle your tax debts for pennies on the dollar and charge large upfront fees to do it. Call Community Tax Relief. They have an experienced team that can help you negotiate a lower tax bill. They offer a free consultation, and most importantly, there are no large upfront fees. Charles owed the IRS $23,000. Community Tax Relief settled for $1,800. And Sheila's $55,000 tax bill was settled to around $4,000. If you owe the IRS $10,000 or more in back taxes, call or save this number now. Results may vary. 800-917-1275, 800-917-1275, 800-917-1275, 917-1275.
Looking for a new way to play fantasy sports? Join ScoreStreak today. It's the easier, better fantasy site with no salary cap. Just pick 3 players in each of the 3 selected categories. The higher your goal is for the players, the more points you can win. Compete against your friends and others for real cash. This is totally legal and is based in the United States. Just register at ScoreStreak.com. Draft any athletes for your categories and go for a perfect score. No salary caps, no headaches, no problem. Go to ScoreStreak.com to learn more and win big.
Kid, if something in this facility breaks, bends, or bursts, Grainger's got our back. 20 cases of disc springs from Grainger.com, new rotary encoder ordered on Grainger's mobile app, a dozen splash goggles from the local Grainger branch. What more could you want in life? Grainger has over 1 million products for all our facility's needs. 1 million. That's a 1 followed by 6 zeros, kid. Everything we need whenever we need it. Get it? Got it? Good. Call, click Grainger.com, or stop by. Grainger.
We all know healthcare has changed drastically. It's quite the puzzle to sort through your options and find a health insurance plan that's affordable and maximizes your benefits. And you're now required by law to have health insurance, or you may pay a tax penalty. So let the Health Markets Insurance Agency help you. They offer plans from over 120 different companies and can even help you obtain government subsidies. Let them do all the research for you and show you how affordable health insurance can be, a service that's at no extra cost to you. Call now and learn your options to find affordable health insurance.
800-614-1242, 800-614-1242, 800-614-1242, 800-614-1242.
Health Markets Insurance Agency is a DBA or assumed name of InSphere Insurance Solutions, Inc., which is a licensed insurance agency in all 50 states and D.C. Not all agents are licensed to sell all products. Service availability varies by state.
All righty, welcome back. It is Dorf on Sports right here on the Sports Byline USA Radio Network. Hit us up on Twitter at Dorf on Sports. Shoot us an email at sportsfred@aol.com. Or give us a phone call, 1-800-878-7529. Lots of things to talk about in the sports world. Fred, I want to keep it in the NFL for a few moments, and we'll just kind of go around things in general. Who's a team that you're looking out for this year that you think is going to be a contender that maybe last year was kind of on the outside looking in?
Oh, I don't know. You know, just from the point of view of Jeff Fisher signing Michael Sam, you might be surprised about the St. Louis Rams.
I think the Rams are going to be a lot better, to be honest with you, Fred.
So I think they could be one of the teams that could improve. I've always liked Jeff Fisher as a coach, and and I like the fact that he took a stand where other coaches would not. A lot of Tony Dungy, former coach, of course, said he would not have drafted Michael Sam. So I'm sort of hoping good things for the Rams. Yeah, I grew up a Rams fan here in Los Angeles. I'm not a Rams fan now. I mean, when they moved, it was the end. I'm probably closer to a Pittsburgh Steelers fan because some good friends are Pittsburgh Steelers fans. But I really don't have a team out there that I like as a fan. But I do think the Rams can improve, and I think the Rams will improve. They had injuries last year. I just think that Bradford can get it done, and I think the Rams could win 9 games or something like that, and maybe sneak into the playoffs.
What about Tampa Bay? Do you think Tampa Bay is better?
Maybe. It's hard to say. And one thing I want to say, you know, it's interesting tonight, of course, and again, if you're listening on Monday, I apologize, but tonight you've got Buffalo against the Giants, and people have said, and handicappers have done very well in the preseason if you can figure out which coaches actually want to win preseason games and which coaches don't care about winning preseason games. But this one, I have a feeling that Buffalo might win. From the point of view of, you know, they've got emotions going into this one. The Giants have nothing. The Giants, I mean, had a bad season last year. Eli had a horrendous season last year. But my point is, you know, you got Jim Kelly being ill, Jim Kelly making speeches, Jim Kelly being there. I just think the Bills actually might have more emotion. And you have Doug Marrone basically saying, we want to win this one. Now, coaches aren't usually going to say that, and I don't know what that means, but watching the game tonight, I just have a hunch that Buffalo might beat the Giants. I think it's going to be – I don't know if you follow the exhibition season, but historically, if you follow coaches who want to win, they usually do cover more often. You can win 60% of the time, which is a higher number usually than in the regular season. But do you have a thought about Buffalo and the Giants on Sunday night?
Buffalo, no. I mean, I'm not big on the preseason in general, but, you know, I do think that what you said may hold some validity. I mean, you know, Jim Kelly throwing the pass to Reed and whatnot. I just, you know, a lot of emotions there. And, you know, Jim Kelly recovering, just a lot of good there, to be honest with you, Fred. So, on that note, I would like to see it just for that. But as far as the game goes, I really don't have an opinion on it. Again, it is preseason football, and it doesn't mean much. So I try to take it like that, like a grain of salt. But I'm a big Jim Kelly fan myself, to be honest with you. I loved watching him play year in and year out, getting that Buffalo Bill team to the Super Bowl, and, you know, obviously not having a ton of success, but that guy's a true warrior. The way he's battled, I give the guy so much credit, and just to see him out there again, kind of out there doing things, it's refreshing to say the least, Fred.
Yeah, it's you can hope and pray. I mean, he looks weak, but you know, miracles happen, and you can only hope for a miracle. And obviously, if you saw his wife yesterday or heard his wife yesterday, I mean, and his daughter, I mean, it's heartbreaking. He's only 54 years of age.
Yeah, no, I mean, again, if you don't know somebody with cancer, you're very fortunate, let's be honest, because we all know somebody who is affected or has taken their life or whatever. So just to see guys doing what he's doing, it's great. It really is. It, like I said, refreshing is the word that I can think of. How do you think the Green Bay Packers are going to be? Obviously, Aaron Rodgers back is going to help them quite a bit. Got to be healthy. Jordy Nelson happy now with his new four-year deal. I look for the Green Bay Packers to be very strong, Fred. Your thoughts?
Are you objective about this?
I am objective. I mean, look, I'm a fan, but at the same time, look, I went through many years where we were god-awful, okay? So let me live a little bit and enjoy it now that we have a team that's pretty darn good year in and year out. And obviously, you know, you go from Favre to Rodgers, that I don't think it gets a lot better than that, to be honest with you. But ultimately, I think if this team is healthy, objectively, they are a very good football team, Fred.
Oh, I agree. I think they're going to win 11 games, maybe 12 games. I think certainly they're going to be a playoff team. And again, Rodgers 100%. You've got one of the best quarterbacks in the league, no question about that.
How do you feel about the Patriots this year? You know, last year, obviously, the off-field distractions were quite a nuisance for them in general. But Brady back one more year, a little bit older. Is father time running out on this guy?
Well, I think the opposite, actually. I think last year he opened the season with a bunch of wide receivers who he's never played with before. This year he's got some wide receivers. Now he's played with them for a year. So I think they may get off to a better start. No, I don't think I mean, he's getting up there in age. There's no question. But I do think, again, it's a team that's going to win 11 or 12 games and to make the playoffs. And then in the playoffs, you know, you can just throw it in the air and see what happens. As we found out the last couple years with the Broncos. I mean, anything is possible. But again, I think, you know, you can't go wrong backing Tom Brady and Belichick, can you? I mean, you know you're going to get 60 minutes out of the guys, and they're going to play hard all the time. So, no, I think he's actually going to be better off because he's going to know some of the wide receivers where he didn't know them last season.
No, I think that's a good point because obviously there was an adjustment period early in the season, and, you know, once they got their groove, they seemed to be on point most of the time. So probably a good point. Carolina Panthers and Cam Newton, what do they do for an encore?
Well, again, they lost the game to the 49ers that, you know, people weren't sure they were going to lose. I thought the 49ers were going to win that one. Is Cam going to be 100%? I think that has to be the question. I mean, you know, again, I think he's an awfully good quarterback. I really do. I think he's sort of been forgotten with the sort of the guys that were 1 or 2 years behind him. But I think he's an awfully good quarterback. And again, it's a team that compete. That's why the National Football League is what it is. And that's why we like American football a whole lot more than we like soccer. I mean, because anything is possible. And they're going to score more than a touchdown or two in every game.
No, I agree. I mean, it definitely football. Hey, look, they do it right. We can't get enough of it. So it's once a week. Well, not really once a week, but you know what I'm saying. It's Sunday, Monday, and we just love it. It's only, they do it right. They are absolutely the king. Continue kind of going around the league a little bit. Dallas, what are you feeling about Dallas this year? Tony Romo and those guys, are they looking to have a bounce back season, or is it going to be another 8-8 like season for them?
I think another 8-8 like season for them. They can continue the streak. You know, you get to a point, and I backed Romo, you know, in the past as saying it's not all his fault, and it's not. But you get to a point where over a period of time, if you lose most of the close games with certain quarterbacks, you got to take that into consideration that it might be the quarterback and his whatever it is, he's not just physically, but emotionally and psychologically doing with his teammates. I mean, maybe they have confidence and maybe they don't. But if you take a look at Romo's percentage of winning close games, it's not very high. And based on that, I don't think you can be that assured that's going to turn around. I mean, things change, no question. But, you know, he's a veteran quarterback. And take a look at, you know, other quarterbacks winning close games. I mean, there is something to that. There's something to coaches who win close games and coaches who don't win close games. I mean, there's something in their makeup that causes that, in my opinion. I don't think it's just luck or I don't think it's just destiny. I think Romo makes the wrong calls and makes the wrong throws at the wrong time, and maybe the teammates feel he's going to do that, and that's why they lose most of the close games. That's why they're basically an 8-8 team. And I'm not trying to be anti-Tony Romo because he's got the arm, and you know, but just maybe emotionally, psychologically, there's something there.
Well, and let's take it to another level here, and we're going to go from Tony Romo and the Dallas Cowboys and that circus to another circus, which is the Jets and Geno Smith. How delusional is this guy?
Well, again, Michael Vick's the mentor. You got a problem. He still thinks he's a top-notch quarterback. Smith thinks he's a top-notch quarterback. Neither are a top-notch quarterback. They probably don't have a quarterback. And, I mean, anybody that's watched these guys, well, Sheena last year and Vic since he's come back from prison, you see what you see. I think nothing great. Andy, before we go to this break, I want to throw something off of football for a minute and switch to baseball. You know, I grew up here in Southern California, and a lot of people know about Steve Sachs not being able to all of a sudden throw to first base. And the older people remember, and I do, Steve Blass, all of a sudden, a very good quarterback, now one of the TV guys for the Pirates, not being able to throw a strike. You got the same situation now again with the Pittsburgh Pirates. Pedro Alvarez, I watched the game last night against your Diamondbacks, and he can't throw from third base to first base. He made one error, and if it wasn't for Ike Davis, he'd have made two more. Ike Davis picked up a couple of his throws that were in the dirt. Pedro Alvarez was taken out of the game after six innings with the score knotted at one game apiece. You cannot play him at third base in the major leagues. And it's not his physical arm. He's got something in his head where he can't throw it straight. He holds on to it too long. He bounces, you know, a couple times before he throws. Then he either throws it in the dirt or throws it over the first baseman, in this case, Ike Davis's head, for that error yesterday on Saturday. I don't know, Andy, if you have any thoughts about that, but I know you. I don't know if you saw the Diamondback game last night, but he's made like 25 errors this year, and about 20 of them are on throws.
Well, I mean, again, you know what, guys? I guess it's a fine line, Fred, when you think about it, because at one point you have this ability, and then sooner or later it just goes away, whether it's mental, physical, whatever it is. At the end of the day, you know, these guys' careers are not that long. They're short. And they should relish every moment of it, because you never know when it's going to be taken away from you.
Yeah, and if you're Clint Hurdle, you got a tough decision to make, because he can right now he's got 15 home runs. So let's say he ends up 25. For him to make up for the errors he makes at third base, he'd have to hit 60. He's not going to do that. You know, seriously, you know, he's going to have to make up for it. He cannot play third base right now in the major leagues. And unless he can turn him into a first baseman very quickly, we got problems with the Pirates at third base.
All righty. So we'll get to a break, and then we'll finish this thing up. One more final segment here. Tons of things going on in the sports world, as always. Fred Wallen in L.A., Dorfman in Arizona. We'll be right back. It is Dorf on Sports, and you're listening to the Sports Byline USA Radio Network. We'll be right back.
Hi, I'm Dr. Robert Clapper, Chief of Orthopedic Surgery at Cedars-Sinai Medical Group in Los Angeles, California. dedicated to your health, your life, and your sports. As a weekend warrior, you know about sports injuries and pain. Exercise is an important element in keeping your body's core in good shape to minimize sports injuries. But when you are in pain, there is one product that I recommend to my patients, and that is Blue Goo Gel. Blue Goo consists of a proprietary formula developed specifically for the treatment of inflammation and general muscle aches and strains. I recommend Blue Goo for my patients coping with hip and knee pain before surgery, especially bursitis and tendonitis. Give Blue Goo a try. Call 1-888-330-0123 and you'll receive a one-week supply of Blue Goo absolutely free. The makers of Blue Goo are even paying the shipping. The number again is 1-888-330-0123. If you want more information on Blue Goo, visit online at www.dothegoo.com.
Now available at select Big Five stores near you.
This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right, General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. A 14 by 21 foot shop for under $6,000, or a 50 by 100 for under $30,000. You heard right, that's 5,000 square feet under $30,000. Manufacturing. If you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait.
Call 800-965-1298, 800-965-1298, 800-965-1298.
Do you know which investment has tripled in price since the debt crisis and risen an average 20% a year for 11 years? It's not stocks, not bonds, it's silver. And right now, we at Lear Capital believe silver is poised to hit new record highs. And we're making it easier to own than ever. For a limited time, new customers with $5,000 or more to invest in gold or silver can get up to 10 certified Morgan Silver Dollars absolutely free. That's right, up to 10 100-year-old Morgan Silver Dollars when you invest $5,000 or more. A $600 value free. This offer is available for IRA accounts as well.
Call right now, 800-631-9229, 800-631-9229, 800-631-9229. Call Lear Capital now, 800-631-9229.
All righty, welcome back. Final segment here on the program today. It is Dorf on Sports, and this is the Sports Byline USA Radio Network. Got to thank Jeff Rich for his contribution this hour. Fred, only a couple minutes left here on the show today. Any big plans for you today?
Well, I got to tell you, it's so muggy here in Southern California. It drizzled slightly last night. I'm hoping and praying for a downpour, a complete downpour, because we need it here, obviously, in Southern California. And folks, if you don't believe in climate change, you're a lunatic. And I grew up here. I've lived here my entire life. The weather is totally different than it was 50 years ago. And again, it's so humid here, Andy, that I think you're very lucky to be in northern Arizona today, because at least it's raining, I think. So it's broken. And here it's not break. The mugginess is not breaking. It's just pure mugginess. And it's beyond. And when I was growing up here, there was no humidity in Southern California. It's not as bad as Florida, but it's pretty bad right now in Southern Cal.
Two things for you real quickly, Fred. Does Andrew Wiggins play for the Cleveland Cavaliers this year, or does he get moved?
You know, I kept saying no, but they stopped selling his shirts and they stopped selling his stuff. If that be the case, then they know something's up. Now they're saying sometime this month he'll be dealt for in the Kevin Love deal. Good luck to that.
What do you think about the youngster, Alonzo Trier, that's going to the U of A?
Instead of UCLA, Kansas, he averaged 30 points a game last year. So, again, Sean Miller is a fine recruiter. And Arizona will obviously take advantage of him, not this year, of course, but next year, as he's transferring to high school in Las Vegas. But apparently a very fine player, rated number 19 among the top 100 players in America.
Yeah, it's one. Amazing. Arizona just continues to be a spot where they get great basketball players. Aaron Gordon last year, a spectacular, you know, freshman, goes out after 1 year. Now Alonzo Trier coming to him. So the rich get richer, and that's just the way it is. For Fred Wallen, for Scott, for all the other people involved, Jeff, John, and Mary, I am the Dorfman saying peace, have a great day, and we'll talk at you next week right here on Dorf on Sports and the Sports Byline USA Radio Network.
Guess what?
What? What?
This, ladies and gentlemen, concludes our show.
May we do it again sometime?
Bye-bye.
You've been listening to Dorf on Sports with Andy Dorf. Till next time.